All right, welcome to the first ever Prattcast. I'm Wells Adams, and I have Steph Pratt here. Are you excited to have your very own podcast?
I'm so excited, but I have to say, I was really excited to meet you.
You had never heard of me until about 17 minutes ago.
True.
Okay.
Big fan. No, it's only because I've been living in London the past 5 years, and my head's been under a rock, but... You know,
I'm huge in London, Steph.
I think
hurtful.
Japan.
Oh, yes.
Must be,
big
London,
in Japan.
Yeah, they are on like Bachelor Series 5 right now. They're a bit behind.
Okay, that's good. So I'm in like 2029, I'm going to be huge over there.
Huge.
I'm excited.
Me too for that.
I just can't believe that The Hills is coming back. Like, High School Wells is very excited about this.
Wait. How old is Wells?
How old does Steph think Wells is?
You could be anywhere from like 24
okay.
to 38.
Whoa.
That's how I keep it safe, guys.
It started off really great, and then it turned real bad.
Okay. Honestly. I'd say, well, you better be younger than me.
Okay.
Because I refuse to be the old one on the podcast.
Okay.
So, 34.
Nailed it.
No way!
Wow. Oh,
I've never won anything. Where are the prizes? Ryan.
You still haven't won anything.
Oh, okay.
I guess the prize that you won is that you get to be back on the show.
Yeah. So did you actually watch it in high school?
I really did. But like, so I watched I was like a huge OC fan, okay? And then I realized that like The Hills and Laguna Beach were like iterations of the OC, right?
Wait, can I tell you a really big secret that you might already know actually?
Is it about Misha Barton?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. I do. So
Marissa
excited.
Cooper.
You don't understand. Very excited about this. Okay, so can I just come out and say it? Why is she on the show?
Well.
I mean.
Well, Wells.
Right? Like, I'm so confused. Like, is Seth Cohen going to be showing up later? Like, what's happening here?
I would do anything. If you can make that happen, you, like, win at life. No, I mean, why wouldn't she be on the show? Our show is basically a spinoff of The OC, and she brought all the glamour, the whole show did, of like, you know, beachside living and how sick it is. So, you know, she's kind of like the OG Hills star.
Yeah.
Who was never on The Hills.
No, that's the thing. it's awesome, but it makes zero sense to me.
Yes, and she's
right?
The star of the show.
Is she?
There's no star, it's an ensemble, and pretty much everyone is back.
Okay, is your brother back?
Unfortunately.
Whoa, right off the bat shade.
Right.
What's the deal with you and your bro?
Well, a long time ago, I think he said that he unsistered me.
Oh, is that a thing? Like on Facebook?
Oh no, he did it on The Hills.
Ah.
So
that's even worse.
Yeah. I don't think I've unsistered back.
Ah.
So yeah, it's a bit awkward.
Are you still following him as a sister, or have you followed him as a sister?
Oh no. Even when he told me I was adopted when I was like 12, I still love him and believe everything he says. I'm his biggest fan.
That's every older brother and sister. My siblings used to say that all the time.
Oh, you have siblings?
Yeah, I'm the youngest of five, and we
Whoa.
Used to have a African American gardener, and my brothers would tell me that my real dad
Sam?
Was the gardener.
Stop.
And I'm like much tanner than the rest of my family.
My gosh,
and they're like,
that's
see,
amazing.
This makes sense, right?
So oh, I love your family.
Yeah. I love your family, but I'm a little upset that you've been unfamily membered?
Unsistered. Yeah. Wells, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to handle this name.
Do you want to name me something else?
No, I just need to figure out a new word instead of well.
All right. So, Wells.
So, okay, yeah, that can work. So, when Spencer and Heidi announced they were having a baby.
Yeah.
This is how close we are.
Okay.
I was in London. It was my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I saw it on the Daily Mail.
Wow.
Right?
You didn't even get like a heads up? No, you don't have a family text chain where everyone is constantly leaving the conversation?
Well, that's so sad. Are you the only one in your family group chat?
Like every.
This isn't therapy.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
That's what this All show right. is, right?
All right, Wells.
Okay, so. Okay, so you find out that your brother, that you're going to be an auntie
mm-hmm.
through the Daily Mail.
Yes, on my birthday.
On your birthday.
So I think the headline was, Stephanie gets the best gift of all.
Yeah.
Which was just like a horrible shock.
Oh, man.
And like, even to make it worse, I wasn't even like birthday shopping. I think I was just like in the street.
And also, like, the Daily Mail is kind of, you know.
But then everyone's, like, congratulating me, and I'm like, totally, I've known forever. It's been so hard to keep this secret. Yay, it's out. Yay.
Have you met this child?
He just turned one, and I have seen him 5 times.
Really?
I've held him once.
So this isn't a bit. This isn't, like, for the show, you guys be in a feud, so it, like, drives ratings.
I would love that.
It's not. It's just real.
No, it's horrific. But I'm still in a good mood. It's all good.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Do you want me to move on, or do you want me to really kind of just drive it home?
I want to hear more about your life.
Okay, so I actually have a question. We have to talk about The Hills.
Okay, fine.
This show.
Okay.
But, so, my one thing that I get all the time from being on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Paradise is it's totally scripted, isn't it? And it's one of those things that annoys me because I'm like, no, it's not. And like, do you think I'm that smart to like come up with these things, you know?
It's a compliment sometimes.
Exactly. But it's also like this weird thing that like everyone is always assuming is the truth. So I have a question about The Hills. What's the thing that you get asked a lot that is just not true?
Great question.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I think it's the same.
Yeah.
Is it real? And it is real. And my family portrait can show that because I'm absent in the photos. It is very real. I mean, I know that in the original series, it ended on a stage.
Yeah.
On a set, which was so sick. Did you like that? A lot of people hated it.
I don't even know if I remember how
Whoa,
it all went down.
I thought you were a Hills fan.
I was, but we're talking a decade late. I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Okay.
Fair,
well, you
right?
should stop drinking. Okay, well, it did end on like a stage, like studio set.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like, oh my God, it's been fake this whole time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember that. Like a kind of a meta ending, yeah.
Yeah, and so like half people loved it, half hated it. But it's made it a bit more difficult this time around because everyone thinks it's scripted because of that. But from being, let me just drop this really quick. Being on Made in Chelsea for the past 5 years in London,
mm-hmm.
I can say that this has gotten so real, and we're only a few episodes in, that I would do anything for a script.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite person on the show aside from yourself?
Spencer Pratt.
Yeah?
I love him.
I don't know if you're being honest with me or not.
I am. It's so sad. I just like love him. I'm like his biggest fan. And like literally, if he was listening right now, he'd like click it off.
Yeah.
But I love you. Okay, no. Besides him, Audrina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys tight?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We just have so much fun.
What is something that everyone, like all these Hills fans can look forward to like coming up this season?
Oh gosh, just seeing children with children, I guess.
Is that weird?
I mean, the kids aren't in it that much.
Okay.
I had nothing to do with that, I swear. I love kids, everyone. I think that, you know, people are expecting to see a more mature side of everyone.
Do you think that's going to be a reality?
It's mature in the sense that we all have houses.
Yeah.
but, yeah.
No.
That's the extent.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been crazy.
I'm excited.
I'm already ready for a break.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What is your shoot schedule like?
Every day.
Every
it's
day.
Real.
They gotta, I know, but some days, like, you've got
podcasts to do.
Exactly. When are you going to fit this in?
I've requested Mondays off.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Is Monday good for you?
Sure.
Better be. I had my lawyer do a lot to get this.
Wait, we
Monday.
Haven't talked about this, guys. Actually, very busy on Mondays.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, Prattcast.
Prattcast.
Your brother has a podcast, doesn't he?
He does.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is my experience with podcasts.
Yeah.
I actually probably don't use this.
So use it.
I was in London, and he called me, and he was like, can you be on my podcast really quick?
Wow.
I know, major. This was a while ago, before the baby.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay. So I'm like doing my makeup, my hair.
No.
And I get on my, this is 2 years ago. I get on my laptop and I'm like signing into Skype. I like downloaded Skype before this, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, can you turn off the video? And I was like, lol. And they're like, no, it works better. And I said, what? Are you guys making fun of my makeup? Because I wear like blue eyeliner and red eyeshadow. It's kind of weird. And no, podcast, no video.
Yeah, no.
Only sound.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's very.
But growing up, were you ever told that you have a face for radio?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. So you are feeling you fulfilled your dream.
I have.
Face of radio.
That's true.
No, that face is so cute.
Thank you.
Are we single?
We are not single. Ooh. You really know nothing about me. I really love this. She's completely and utterly clueless about my life.
I thought everyone on The Bachelor finds love.
I did find love. I just didn't find it on the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I have a girlfriend. We live together.
Oh, wow.
What about you?
No.
No?
No.
Wait, you paused as if like there's going to be a storyline in which you find love and you can't say yet that it's going to be happening.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I wish it was scripted. Scene 4, Stephanie meets love of her life.
Who would you write in for that man?
Probably Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're taller than him. I'm not sure that would work. Are you a big fan of burgers?
You know, oh my God, I am. Burgers are my favorite food. I named my dog after a cheeseburger.
What cheeseburger? Double Double?
Max. No, it's the Max Burger in Sweden. It's the best cheeseburger I've ever had in my life. My dog is literally named after the Max Burger.
Is he overweight?
No, he plays fetch a lot.
Does he?
We keep in shape here in LA. Come on.
Yeah. Okay, so I just have to say it because I feel like people are going to be wondering. How long have you lived in London or overseas?
5 years.
Okay, because you've adopted a little bit of the accent. Like, I can hear it. Every once in a while, I can hear, like, a little tinge of London.
London, mate.
Sunny London over there.
Very sunny.
So this is what I want to do, because I feel like this is going to be a thing.
Okay.
There's some words that you say more than others, right?
Yes.
And we need, like, a bell or something that, like, every time you say it, I get to be like, ding. There it is!
Oh, my God. We're going to leave this having migraines and headaches and oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm really excited for this. This is going to be fun. We're going to have fun, I promise you.
I know. Are you going to say anything else about like your personal life?
What do you want to know?
Or do I just have to Google everything?
What do you want to know?
Who's your girlfriend?
My girlfriend, her name is Sarah Hyland. She's
knew
an
it.
Actress.
I knew it. I love Modern Family.
Yes.
Huge fan.
Me too.
See? Huge I did know that. I kept you on your toes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Dangerous.
Yeah, we just moved in together. And yeah, that's it.
Is she so funny in real life?
She's pretty funny.
Oh, she's so pretty, too.
Yeah.
Some girls have it all.
Including her with her love life, right?
Right. She's so lucky.
You can meet her soon. So here's the thing. She's in like...
Selfie.
All women are in like group chats, right? Like you have, I'm sure have like a friend group chat, right?
Yes, many.
Like I have a Bachelor group chat. I'm sure you have like a Hills group chat.
Mm-hmm.
So she has like her like close friend group chat. And the name changes all the time. So like... I don't know. I actually
How do you know this? Are you going through her phone?
No, actually not, because this...
On Tuesday, it changed at 4 p.m.
Yes. they kicked me out of the group. Yeah, it's really sad, right? Let's just not talk about it.
So it changes.
So it changes, and then the other day, the reason why I know it changed is because I was telling her that, hey, I'm going to be doing this podcast about the Hills, and she was like, shut the F up. And I was like, why? And she was like, literally today... The group chat changed to The Hills is coming back.
My
Yeah, and
God.
I was like, all right.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That is so sick.
So she's very excited about this.
Oh, she's going to be my best friend.
Yep, you guys are going to be besties.
This is great. And I'm going to live in your guest house. Oh, my God. No, that's really cool. I love how excited everyone's getting for the show.
I know.
Who's
like the biggest celebrity that's like, OMG, this is coming back?
Sarah Hyland. Obviously. Duh.
Very good.
And
answer.
I love her even more. What about like in your family? Are you the most stoked? What's the deal with your siblings? Are they all in California?
No. They're all over the place. I will be honest with you, I'm the youngest of five. My two sisters are like really about this.
Yes, so they'll be watching.
They're into it.
All right, I've got four viewers in the last 5 minutes.
Nailed it.
You go, welcome MTV.
So they're excited. I think everyone's excited about this. I'm excited for this.
Yeah. And we've got some more new faces coming on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even say anything, can you?
Keep things interesting. No, you know, just like how life is, you know, when we meet people, they'll come on. It's not like, you know, this episode enters this person. So it really is so real this time that it's almost like we need some kind of boundaries, because you just like walk into... you know, a restaurant, and you're just like, your mind's blown. You're like, this is not happening. Like, you were my ex from years ago.
Yeah, and you're back.
Yeah.
What about...
That has not happened, actually. But, like, yeah. I'm just trying to give, like, some kind of metaphor so mm-hmm. I don't give anything away.
Yeah.
But it's, like...
Is this going to be hard for you to do this podcast without being able to say things?
Oh, no. I can't keep secrets.
Okay, good. Yes!
I'm really bad. I think that's why my brother didn't tell me he was having a baby.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's fair.
We'll just...
Let's just hope that was the truth. What about people that aren't going to be on the show that used to be on the show?
Lauren won't be on the show.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
I love her. You know, I've always been friends with her, and she left before The Hills was over, so I don't think it was that big of a shock to anyone. You know, she's quite private, and she's got a great family, and she's so busy with all her clothing lines. I was in Kohl's the other day, and near the airport, and she has, like, bath towels, too.
Yeah.
I might have gotten some.
That's how, like, you know you've made it.
Honestly.
You got bath towels being sold.
If you got, like, homeware and clothing and everything, like, you've got an empire.
Yeah.
So, but, like, she's just so DL about everything. So, love her. She's not coming back.
But there's no, like, ill will that she's not going to be there.
For me, no.
Okay. But for others, maybe.
I have no idea.
Okay.
More about that later.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen, she won't be on it. Because she has a show on E.
Oh, yeah. In Nashville, where I used to live.
You lived in Nashville?
I did, yeah.
Is it nice?
It's very nice, yeah.
Seems nice.
Yeah.
Horses and stuff?
Yeah, there's horse. Yeah.
Yeah, I know America well. Horses belong in Nashville. Who are you most excited to see on The Hills besides me? Whose drama do you just can't get enough of?
Honestly, your brother.
I know, he is. Well, he's got crystals.
No, okay, so like... I'm also like a big fan. I don't even know if we're supposed to talk about this, but I'm a big fan of the Kardashian show. And my favorite character on this Kardashian show is Scott.
Oh, because legend.
Because he's like such a wackadoo, but then when you watch a show, you're like, but I think he's the most normal, actually, like when I'm watching this. And I have a feeling that like this new iteration, your brother is going to be that for me, where I'm going to be like, he's crazy, like a fox. You know?
But a bit wise at times.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm excited. And I really hope that, like, you guys can mend your fences. And, like, maybe, like, I'm a part of that. You know? Like, I'm a part of, like, bringing you guys together.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was going to be so emotional so fast. Can you imagine if you were the one that brought us together? Like, right here in this room.
It's going to happen.
You'll tell him he's going on Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll show up.
And he'd be like, Ryan looks a lot different in person.
And we'll lock him in, and he has to talk to me. Mm-hmm. No, he's really funny, this series. He wears tie-dye every single day.
Yeah.
Crystals.
Mm-hmm.
You know that saying, more is more?
Yeah. No.
Believes in that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's fascinating.
Well, I'm excited for the whole thing.
Oh, thank you. I am too.
And for the Prattcast.
Me too. Yay! Can't wait.
We need a sign off. What should be a good sign off for us?
Well,
do you have a catchphrase, or is there like a Hills catchphrase I don't know about?
No, we say shady a lot.
All right.
Don't be shady.
All right. Don't be shady. Listen to the Prattcast.
Don't be shady.
Prattcast out.
Shady
Hills. No, yeah.
Good. Yeah. Those rules. Bachelor. Sir Highland. Let's just name everything until, like, we just run out of,
I would really appreciate it if our show every day ended with my girlfriend's name.
Done. Done.
Hills, yeah. Prattcast out.
Sarah Highland.
Yeah!